Road to Address Governance of New Western RA Program by Fall, written by Henrik Nielsen, and read by an automated voice. One of the first items the yet-to-be-seated board of the Regional Organization for Western Energy could decide on is whether to administer a resource adequacy program, as backers seek to have a proposal in place later in 2026. Members of ROE's temporary formation board discuss the potential of a new RA program at a March 19th meeting. The discussion comes after non-CAISO participants in the ISO's extended day-ahead market announced they are designing a new RA program, with the hope that the ROE, the independent body established by the Westwide Governance Pathways to oversee CAISO's EDAM and Western Energy Imbalance Market, would govern it. Jim Shetler, ROE Formation Board member and General Manager of the Balancing Authority of Northern California, or BANC, said the EDAM entities, of which BANC is one, are working on the details of the RA program and aim to have draft proposal by the end of April. The concept here is that we would be requesting ROE to administer this service on behalf of the participants, Shetler said. He noted the RA program would in no way impact the California Public Utilities Commission's separate RA program. ROE has yet to seat a permanent board and is slated to do so later in 2026, at which point the body would decide whether to administer the RA program. Because ROE does not yet have a formal stakeholder process, the EDAM entities are proposing to continue developing the RA program through the summer, according to Shetler. The goal is to have the revised proposal in front of the seated ROE board later in the year, he added. We recognize right up front that the ROE board will have to make the decision as to whether it, number one, wants to take on this service or not, Shetler said. And we also recognize that, and expect that, the ROE board, if they decide to do so, would want to conduct additional stakeholder processes as appropriate. However, because of the time constraints EDAM entities are facing, we do need to get to at least an initial decision on whether this is a viable outfit or not by this fall, Shetler said. Participants in the RA project are PUSIF I-Corp, Portland General Electric Public Service Company of New Mexico, Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, Nevada Energy, the Turlock Irrigation District, and BANC. The new resource adequacy program is seen as an alternative to Western Power Pool's Western Resource Adequacy Program, or RAP. Participants in the day-ahead market competing with EDAM, SPP's Markets Plus, will be required to join RAP. EDAM members also may join RAP, but some expected EDAM participants expressed concerns about the program and decided to withdraw. Shetler said the EDAM entities are looking to take advantage of existing ROE and Pathways contracts to facilitate stakeholder processes and try to leverage and take advantage of that expertise. With respect to funding, we are not asking that the ROE make use of any of your existing funds that have been contributed for the development of the ROE, Shetler said. The EDAM sector is prepared to contribute separately for the support of the facilitator in helping us with this effort. Kathleen Stacks, ROE Interim President, said while ROE itself is still in its nascent stages, it is exciting that we're in a position where we're already seeing an interest in developing those additional market services under an independent governance. Brian Turner, Senior Director at Advanced Energy United, said he was excited about the proposal. I recognize and understand the significant need that it's serving within non-CAISO Western EDAM entities to have a unified resource adequacy accounting and perhaps trading sharing mechanism, Turner said, adding the program would add substantial resources to those non-CAISO entities.